Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you are about to hear is from our 2015 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference in Branson, Missouri. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out about this year's 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference starting October 19th through the 24th.
Just this past year, we had a boy, was he go to your church? Scoliosis? And there was a boy right here, and we were talking about this healer's in the house. He had scoliosis, never won. He had a big hump on his back. Never stood straight up. And all of a sudden, the power of God hits, and he stands straight up, and he's praising God, and his buddy goes, "Hey, you're standing straight up." And he goes, "Your hump's gone." You ain't the hump boy anymore. And he jumps up on stage and goes, "Chip, I had scoliosis all my life. Now I'm free. I used to have a hump. I don't have a hump." Glory to God. Praise the Lord. We teach them how to be filled with and controlled by. And when they leave, stay filled. When you go to your school, stay filled. When you go to home, go home, stay filled. Brother, hey, you think this is important, staying filled? Come on now, I'm asking you, don't sit there and think, "Well, I know this." Don't go there. Just open up right now. Brother Hagin in 1987 had a vision, a three-hour vision over camp meeting. Have y'all read that? I believe in visions. And he was over the camp meeting. Plans, Purposes, and Pursuits is the book. I'm sorry. And in that 3 hour, you know, the Lord's talking to him. And when he came back, somebody close to him, like a board member or somebody, asked him, they said, "Was there anything that Jesus said in those 3 hours?" Because he told him a lot about his ministry and the camp meeting and this and that, a lot of details in this. And somebody asked him, "Was there anything particularly that he said to the church?" And Brother Hagin turned and looked at him and said, "Absolutely." And he said, "What?" He said, "The Lord told me to tell the church to stay filled." Stay filled. I'm in Colorado Springs getting ready to preach at a really big church there, and I had to go in early to do makeup, and they said, "The guy's going to come and get you," and I said, "Okay." And so I'm done with breakfast. You know how they have that? And it was real crowded there, and I went up there, and the guy working behind the counter said, "Your ride's here." And I said, "Oh, good." And 10 minutes go by, and he's not there. And I sensed something was wrong. I'm getting texts from the pastor. "You got to get here. You got to get here. We're starting." I said, "But he's here, but he's not here." And he goes, "What do you mean?" I go, you know, we're texting back and forth. So I told him to go look in the restrooms. I'll go look in my room. Maybe he's up there. And then we come back down, and now it's 15 minutes. Now it's 20 minutes. And I sensed something was wrong. I'm led back to the back parking lot of the hotel, and I went outside, and there he was, dead. He's blue. He's just dead. The report was he was dead for 20 to 25 minutes. And the next thing I did, you would think, "Well, aren't you a man of God? Why didn't you raise him from the..." Well, I was led. Now, let's see why the Holy Spirit led me this way. You'll find out. So I was led, and I went back, and I said, "Call 911. And I said, "Everybody in here eating breakfast, is there a doctor or nurse?" I'm not sitting here thinking, "Hey, you know, it'd be a good idea to get a doctor or nurse." I'm just being led. The Holy Ghost wanted a doctor and a nurse to see the power of God that's about to happen. And it was a very prevalent doctor from Chicago, very well-known doctor in Chicago, was there on vacation. And a nurse from somewhere else. They come out, and I said, "He's right here." And he was just this color I've never seen before. And they're talking, and you can hear the sirens in the background. And they're coming, and they're getting closer. And I remember the conversation was, he's been gone too long. He's gone. There's no use. "Yeah, but, you know, legal-wise, we need to at least attempt. And so they're having this conversation, and they begin to do what they knew to do. And I kneeled down, and I, right before I grabbed his feet, and I said, from the right hand of the Father, the most powerful place in the universe, I command life into this body. And I grabbed those feet, and this is written in the police report that the doctor signed it. He said that body went 8 to 10 inches up in the air, just jolted. And the doctor goes, keep doing what you're doing. What we're doing ain't working. Well, you did work. We got a sign. So here come the EMTs. I'm thinking, oh, Smith Bigglesworth, watch out. Here we go. Woo! And the EMTs came in, and they're just doing their job, you know, and they pushed us to the side and got out the paddles and tore his shirt, and they're doing all of that, and they lost him. I'm sitting on that sidewalk going, Lord, what's that all about? And he said, don't worry about Jim. I didn't even know his name. Found out that was his name. He said, don't worry about Jim. He's with me. A decision was made. He said, did you feel that power? That's what I heard. Did you feel that power? I said, yes, sir, I did. That's the same power that raised Christ from the dead. That's the same power that when I spoke, the Holy Spirit created the universe and contains it to this day, sustains it. That's the same power. You felt it? I said, yes, sir. And he goes, stay filled. I heard it again. I heard it again. Stay filled. In other words, don't leak out. We can get so busy in the ministry. I ain't asking when you got your initial filling. I'm asking you, are you filled now? Can you imagine if there was such thing as a spirit-filled church? We use that term loosely. Oh, did you hear about that pastor? He had an affair with the secretary. He was spirit-filled. No, he wasn't. Yeah, he was. I was there when he got it back in 72. That's when he got his initial filling. But he wasn't filled then, because if he was filled now, if he was filled then, there would have been no place for the devil to come in. There would have been no place. Neither give place. Stay filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. Praise God. You all right? You got something? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He said, Chip, stay filled. When you're filled, there's no place for fear. Paul talks about refilling all through the Bible. In Acts 19, 1 through 6, let's look at this real quick. Let's look at it together somewhere. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. Click. I've got a clicker here that you can't. It's a Holy Spirit clicker. You speak, it happens. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Now, I know a lot of you know this, and I know a lot of you preach this. But we need to hear it again, don't we? Why? Because we're being obedient. The Lord said to do it. He's got something in plan. Something planned. Oh, can you imagine a spirit-filled church? Can you imagine a pastor getting this right now and going back and teaching their people to stay filled? And here's how you stay filled. There's a way. You got to tell people why and how. Here's how you do it. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much heard whether there be a Holy Ghost thing. That kind of sounds Ozarky, doesn't it? I'm sorry. Click. He said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? They said, John's baptism, click, of repentance. Then said Paul, John verily baptized the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ, click. When they heard this, they were baptized, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Click. I think we want one more verse, don't we? Yeah. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the whole, who? Who? Is this the same Holy Ghost that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with? All right. The Holy Ghost came upon them, and the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they what? And they what? They spoke. You want to know why? Because they were filled. And when you're filled, you speak. It runs out of you. You want to character? You want to ask if you're filled or not? Are you speaking all the time? It's just running out of you. You're filled with and controlled. You can't help yourself. When you're filled, you can't help. It doesn't matter what comes. Dead person, glory to God, praise God. Filled with and controlled. Every time in the Bible, look it up. Please look it up. Every time they were filled, Old Testament, New, speak, spoke, speak, spoke, speak. Boldness, tongues. Amen. The Lord told me when you stop speaking, you start leaking. Oh, Sheyaraba. And they spake with tongues and prophesied. Mama taught me this. I'm sure Brother Hagin probably had something to do with this, teaching her. Ephesians 5, 17 and 18. Now, Paul is writing to the same group of people, and he tells them to be filled again. He's talking to the same group of people. Got it in Acts 19. This is Ephesians 5, 17. Are y'all there? Good. Paul, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Click. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be what?
Filled.
Be filled with the Spirit. Paul is not telling these Christians to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit again. They already got it in Acts 19. He was telling them maintain a constant experience of being filled with and overflowing with the power of God. Amen. The fullness of God. Amen. And so Ephesians 5:18 teaches us, Brother Hagin taught this. I've heard this a lot of times through tapes. Not because I wanted to, because Mom played it really loud on reel-to-reel tapes. And we heard it. It went to our being. And the literal Greek says here, when it says be filled with the Spirit, it says be being filled. A lot of us know that and we've taught it. Rick Renner's comments on this particular verse. Listen to this, Rick Renner. Y'all know Rick Renner. Thank God for Rick Renner. Thank God for Billy Brim. Thank God for Brother Hagin. Thank God for Chip Brim. I just threw it in there. Here's what Rick Renner said. Paul was urging them to put aside the wine and to be filled with something else. Not only to be filled with something else, but continue filling until you're overflowing in its place.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. What you just heard was from our 2015 Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Join us October 19th through the 24th for this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings will be Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. Save the dates and make your plans now to come to Branson, Missouri. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To register online, visit our website at billybrim.org. billybrim.org.